Start.
Movement.
Speed.
Live in hope.
Toward the peak.
On Youth Station. Youth Station. Youth Station.
I would give my entire life to make my parents see me the way I truly wish them to see me. But would that ever work? Well, that's the question we would be dealing with today.
That is such an interesting thing.
This is Youth Station. I'm Asma.
And I'm Masume.
Yes. So we're going to be talking about that generational gap, the forever running question in the mind of teenagers, perhaps. It starts there.
Yeah.
And then it continues as long as they're living.
And unfortunately, I've heard from some of the fellows that it continues until they move out. And once that they're not living with their parents,
it
now they love them.
It's probably going to be widened.
And now they're happy that they have to see their parents only once in a while. And now it's like, oh yeah, now we're good.
So tragic. Now that we're far away from one another, we're so good. So how does it work? Where does this gap come from?
Do we
have to have that gap? Are there people who don't have that gap?
That's so interesting. I really want to see people who don't have gap. Actually, I think I have seen people that have active and good communication with their parents. Unfortunately, when parents at some point think that, okay, for example, this particular activity, for example, maybe watching movies or, I don't know, using phones or using social media as their kids do, is something that they should not do and it's not interesting for them, but kids, they can. It brings that gap, and then they kind of do not understand each other at some point. And, like, obviously, kids have not seen their parents' time, but parents are seeing their kids' time, so I think they can make a bit more effort.
Well, the thing, is it only about I want something, and then they do not approve of it? The gap is all about that?
No, it's even when I am something, but they don't know what I am.
That's, here you're talking, now you're talking.
Yeah.
Okay, I am something, but how is it that they don't see that something?
I don't know. Why they cannot see me? I'm talking, I'm telling. It feels like they don't hear me or they hear something else. I don't know what's, maybe, I want to blame it all because at some point we don't communicate well. So we forget each other's language. We're speaking the same language, but we're speaking different.
So first point. They are not having the language to talk to me.
Yeah.
This is the first one. Mm-hmm. Second thing, which is very important, I think, is communication.
Yes.
Sometimes if I, as the child, which I was once in a day, if I get to talk to them and tell them truly what I meant, probably, I'm not saying 100% sure. No, probably that would have worked better.
Yes.
About dissolving those gaps in between us. But still, that would be there. Generally, I do believe that because among our friends, we saw the type of kids or children or students or teenagers who used to talk very high about their families. Like, okay, my mother is just like my friend. My father talks to me like my friend. And then I knew it deep down that they're suffering from something.
Oh,
so how is it that you have a good relationship and you see your parents as your friends, yet you do not feel well?
Oh, well, I've never felt that. I thought once you would be like friends, you wouldn't feel together.
Trust me, there is no concept as my family and I are just friends. I don't believe that exists. This is my perspective, by the way. There are many people who would confess this way in the outer world, but I don't buy it. Let me put it very honestly.
What do you mean you don't buy? What do you think?
I don't buy it in the sense that no matter how friend your families are with you, your parents, technically, because we're talking about parents, no matter how friend they are with you, still there remains a part of you that is not going to be revealed and exposed to them.
Yeah, no, a part is fine.
My
problem is with that kind of parent-child relationship in which the big part is missing.
Like the iceberg. Just the top is out, yeah. And then the entire part is beneath the ocean.
Yeah, it's okay. I can hide a bit tip of it. It's okay with that. I think a little bit of our personality is hidden even from ourselves. So it's okay if another part of our personality or ourselves is hidden from others. So that much is understandable to me. And I think it's a bit okay too, maybe. Mm-hmm. But the thing is that when we cannot talk to them, because I've seen, for example, some friends that they say, okay, I have this problem with my mom. And then when we tell that, why don't you speak? They right away, they say, oh no, come on. And this, oh no, come on. I can totally hear that they have already made a judgment of their parents in their mind that what are their parents going to respond? So just to avoid that little maybe bitter argument, they're not bringing it up at all. So this is like this silence, which on surface looks very safe and fine.
And maybe they know, like they truly out of experience, they know that even if they talk, there would be no way to penetrate into each other's head.
Yeah, I see that too.
Yeah. So at this point, we don't put a full stop.
We don't talk?
No, we talk to them.
Uh-huh.
Even if we know that if I talk to my dad, he's going to respond to me in a certain way.
Yes.
You see, there was a time when we were at school. You know how it goes. Girls usually have problem once they want to get into that journey with a friend, with the school bus. They took us to different cities and they show us different museums. And then for school trips. I was among the students who was never allowed to get into those trips. So I used to think that my dad does not really want me to be happy.
Aww.
But then I grew older, and then I had this little brother, and whenever he opened up the discussion of school trips, I used to think that, no, you shouldn't go. Why? Out of love. So now that I grew up a bit, probably, I would see my parents' perspective. So sometimes, probably, we pass judgments on our parents without reading their own perspective, which we should, I think.
Well, you know what?
What?
At some point, we might see their vision, but the problem starts
still
when we don't
accept it.
Yeah, we don't agree with it.
Yeah, we don't.
For example,
agree.
Like what you said, just it hurt me so much. I'd rather let my kid go into the danger, even if something bad is going to happen. It's okay.
Yeah, I have the same perspective. Learn. But just if you have too much of passion for someone, probably you'd be blinded to see that point. The point that, okay, she's going to have some adventures. And even if she falls down, she has to learn things from life. But then as parents, I don't think you would leave a choice for danger when it comes to the one you love.
Now that's hard.
Very.
Now that's the hard part, because their intentions are never bad. It's just the outcome that is killing us.
Yes.
But we're still breathing, yeah.
Yeah, and then when I got older, when I was older enough to take care of myself, the allowance was given to me. The permission was given to me. So it was up until a certain age. And I think until that certain age, you love so much to go to school trips.
Yeah.
But after that, yes, you do love it, yet in a more balanced way. So I'm trying to say is that we all have had those moments in which we wanted something so badly. And then our parents, out of sheer passion, this is the good scenario. Sometimes there are some bad case scenario, which is because, for example, the parents want to show authority.
Mm-hmm.
Or, for example, out of misjudgments.
Toxic parenting.
Yeah, yes. Out of being so obsessed with the rumors that they hear from now and there, just for wrong notions, they would apply their authority on their children, which is not correct. And I think talking, right now, the world has changed. Don't you think that talking and negotiating about such stuff would bring some goodness?
It does, I think. Let's compare, now that we're comparing, I would like to compare the generations. For example, for me, talking to my dad is a lot easier than I think what it would be him talking to his dad. Or if we go
exactly,
back, it would be harder when he would talk to his own dad. So I'm talking about like our ancestors.
Great-great-great ones.
So I've not seen them, but that's what's coming to my mind because I remember how our parents talk of, you know, being in front of elders. For example, if my dad says something and I'm like, okay, no, he said that, oh, out of respect, we would never say no. I'm like, excuse me? I don't mean to disrespect you. I just mean to say no.
Exactly, yeah.
And I'm pretty sure that if my child is ever going to say no to me, I'm never going to say, oh, you're disrespecting me. I've learned to hear no. And it's okay.
So the gap, the causes for the gap is probably one of them is because we're living in different eras.
Yes.
And we all live once. So it was them for the first time parenting.
Yes.
And again, for me, for the first time living my childhood and my teenagehood, probably. And so these are the causes. And you can add a huge list of other reasons, including having different notions of one another, not reading their perspective, not having the same worldview, not looking at things from the realistic perspective, being so passionate and so kind in a way that you forget, okay, this person has got an individuality, an identity. They have to practice it. I cannot always be there and impose my authority.
Yeah.
These are the causes.
Yep.
The first way out was to talk. Negotiate. Shake sense into your parents' head, no matter how difficult it is.
Yeah, give it a try.
Yeah, at least you can try it. What else?
We should give it time too, because as you, what you mentioned, it wouldn't work even if you would negotiate back then. But at some point where your parents were sure that now you are strong enough to face maybe some dangers, then you're allowed. I have experienced that too, because I remember there were some sort of things that I wanted to try, but my dad thought that may be dangerous for me. But at some point, well, he still
after
thinks...
After the passage of time.
Yeah, a long passage of time. I would like to say long, although my life is so short till now, but still, it was long to me because I was a kid, of course. Now I am allowed, and now I am following it, and I'm happy about it. I know it would be I would be stronger, I would have improved in this thing if I had started earlier, but it's okay. Anyway, now he has allowed me. He's still not happy with it, but he has allowed me.
I just want you to note this one point. If you didn't go through a negotiation, even the passage of time is not going to change your dire situation. So the first act, the first action you need to take...
The basement is built.
The basement is the negotiation. Talk.
Yeah, express yourself.
Speak yourself. Speak your tongue. Speak your own language. Let them know what you want.
And now that I remember...
And they would think about it, by the way.
I did not force it like in one night.
Yeah.
I said it, and then like after some time, I said it again. And then after some time, I was like, my friend is doing it. I want to do it too.
Yeah. And then you grow. Yeah. They see you. They see how much they can trust you.
Yes.
Trust you not in a bad way. Trust you in how much you can take care of yourself.
Yeah.
Because we have... See, we're talking about the generational gap, but we already have seen it among our friends that sometimes it's very good that their parents are taking care of them.
Yeah.
Because they welcome all the dangers full-heartedly.
Yeah, I can see
some dangers cannot be erased or healed.
That's true.
That's why sometimes parents get to be so strict. Mm-hmm. So we have to consider this point as well. Yes, I know it's very difficult. I know that we're all our living ones, and all the things that I want right now are probably my greatest wishes and dreams, but I have to put myself in place of my parents. I have to sympathize with them. What if I were them? Would have I done the same thing? And please be realistic.
Most probably, yes. If I was raised how they were raised.
If I had seen
what the problem they had seen around them, if the thought that they had gone through, then yeah, like 99% I would do that.
From their own perspective, considering their own history, considering their own environment, everything around them, just as you said, you would give them the right, even if you do not agree with them.
Yes, yes.
So this is very important.
Yeah.
First thing first, to clarify just for yourself, is to come to peace with the realities of the condition.
Yeah, this is real life.
Yeah, and there is no bridge that you cannot cross. You can talk and you can help that bridge to fade away. You can create a bridge over that gap. And sometimes even you can omit entirely the gap and the bridge, everything. There would be entirely only connection. So the only thing that you need to do is to try for it, talk, shake sense into everyone's head, and see what time is going to give you as a reward. This was all, and we're running out of time.
It's nice to remind ourselves that if we were them, we would probably do that too. I'd like to remind this to myself every time that I
highlight
have a challenge.
Highlight this sentence.
Yes. Every time we have a bit argument, it's nice to remember it always.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you very much. So until another episode of Youth Station, take care of yourself and talk to your parents.
Wassalamu alaikum.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
I will tell you, dear youth, that the future belongs to you. By Allah's favor, you, dear youth, will see that day, and you will hand down your sources of pride to the future generations. Greetings, be upon you and Allah's mercy and blessings.
And inshallah, we will continue talking about this.
We'll discuss that, inshallah, in the next session. Wassalamu alaikum.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. And don't go away.
We will continue this very essential topic with our great youth.
Wassalamu alaikum. Wassalamu alaikum. Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.